All right, guys, welcome to Puck Off. And Joe Bartnick is back from his fantastic trip to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Billy Burr and the tour.
Yeah, All In. I want to thank everybody that came out to the All In tour in Vegas. Fabulous time. You got your surprise. You got Bill. And also just so many great Puck Off fans.
Is that come right? Up.
Yeah, Frazier, yeah. You would have loved it. People saying, we love Puck Off. We need Puck Off. You guys are great. And I'm like, Frazier's the best. Like, yeah, I love Frazier. It made me stay up till I got home last night. Had to do a show, and then boom, sit up till 2 a.m. to do all this
prep. Look at you, man. That's a pro.
Yeah, all this prep, only to find out, which we'll talk about in a second, the biggest thing in this world sports happened. We could talk about it for an hour, but we have another guy here today who was in Vegas. We just missed each other. Number one, first of all, I want to congratulate you on being a Kings fan.
Yeah, man, maybe congratulations.
The great Jose Galvez.
Yeah, baby.
Is right here, and we love him. And yeah. We knew it was a big news week. We go, we got to need someone that knows what the F they're talking about.
He's got
about.
The gear.
He's got
Stanley Cup champion t-shirt
on. He's got everything going up.
Yeah,
but he knows his hockey.
Yeah, he does.
And in a time like this, is you need someone because everything is turned upside down, Frazier.
Wow, I'm amazed at some of these moves.
Crazy. Yeah, and the biggest move was Claude Giroux grabbing a policeman's ass.
Yeah, that's
and, I mean, hey, could it be
that's
any,
your boy.
Could it be any better than that? I mean, it's like Merry Christmas. I got three sixes.
That's your boy.
Yeah, I got three sixes. Yeah. All I'm going to say is I knew it.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Hey, but before
we knew
started.
We were going to hear that. Look at him. Look at him. He's so happy.
Last time I sat here... the Kings are down 2-0 to the Sharks.
Right.
And I was doom and gloom. I thought they were going to get swept. I thought they weren't going to get out of the blocks. And you said Kings in 7.
I called it.
And I looked at you like you were a crazy person. You know, I'm like, there's no way the Kings aren't going to do
well,
this.
Well, you know what? I don't know anywhere near as much about hockey as you two. But I do. I just had a feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I had a weird feeling.
Total deja vu. I remember your finger up like that guy.
No, I was pointing upwards because I knew they needed help from above.
I remember you were saying, Kings, and we never gave up on the Kings. Right. Kings and 7.
You know what?
I picked the Kings to win the Stanley Cup. Last year I had
Did
the bracket.
Yeah.
I had filled it all out. I liked the team. I liked Gabrick. The team was a good puck possession team. I thought once they got rolling, no one's going to stop. No one. I wasn't scared of anybody.
Yeah.
And then... they just couldn't get the engine going.
Yeah, they couldn't get out of the blocks.
And then they couldn't get out of the blocks. And I'm like, oh, it's not going to happen. It's not going to get rolling. And it finally got rolling. And you were right.
Oh, well, so, thank you for pointing that out.
I appreciate
his
why he's the captain.
Yeah. But you know what? I really don't know hockey like you guys do. It was just a feeling I had. And the one sense I did get was that, you know, they're big and fast.
Yeah.
And they're loaded with talent. And they just all year long didn't seem to quite be
streaky,
right?
Yeah,
because I remember watching that outdoor game at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, they were terrible,
and they looked bad in that game.
They were awful.
But I kept thinking, wait a minute, the Kings are better than that. Hey, that's what I kept thinking because I know they had the talent.
The Penguins smoked them. In the sixth row, it was 4-1. I mean, Zatkoff looked like Patrick Waugh.
No, I remember you told me that, and Penguins scored quick.
Yeah, and just lightning, like boom, 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 boom. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Gino and Sid had like, it was 3-0 in the first minute and a half.
No, there were points in the season and in the playoffs where they didn't look like they were going to get anywhere.
Hey, me and Court sat there for about 4 games where no one could score. Yeah. It was like watching the 85 Penguins when Lemieux was not on the ice. It was like, God, people are just skating around.
But you guys remember 2 years ago when they won the Cup.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same
remember,
thing.
They couldn't get out of the gate.
Right.
They had a horrible start.
They snuck into the playoffs, eighth seed.
Yeah, and I think it was you who told me. You went to a game early, and you said it was a completely different team you were watching when you went to a game later.
Yes.
Well, it was also a different coach, too. It was Murray.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what happened.
Sutter's an awesome coach. You got to give him props.
Him.
I mean, that guy, he's got to be – he's getting – He's the weirdest guy ever, but he's got to be a great coach.
Yeah, he just knows what to say. He's one of those guys you can look at Disco Dan and he got lucky and what's he doing? He's making faces. But, you know, I mean, Sutter, you can't not give 100% for Sutter. You just can't.
He's got something.
Mm-hmm. He has them running through the brick wall. So things are changing, man. Let's get.
But look at this. But I'll tell you one thing. Just one quick trade thing. I know you got a lot to jump on, but I had Lachlan Patterson, the comedian, on my show, on the KLOS show, because he's doing real well in The Last Comic Standing. And he's a Vancouver guy, and has been a long-suffering Canucks fan. Oh, yeah. Right?
They're all long-suffering.
Right. So, yeah, I know. So he's on the show, and I told him about the Kessler trade, and his face just dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows that's the one good guy they still, you know. I mean, they got a couple other good guys.
I didn't think Bonino and Sabisa is enough.
Well,
I like Bonino, enough. But not enough. No. Sabisa didn't even play this year, did he?
He's fourth team, 3 years, Sabisa, just moving around.
But I don't remember him playing this year.
No, he was like the third pair.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I watched a lot of Duck games, but
Kessler's good.
Very good.
And you know what else?
Gritty guy.
Yeah, and he gives them, you know, well, they were saying in the paper that was a move that moves them closer to the Kings. That, you know, they had a pretty darn good team anyway, and that's what they need, is a big, fast guy.
Well, you've heard us say right down the middle, you can't beat the Kings for centers. Well, they added a big piece. That's the guy that goes up against, maybe you put him against you put him against Carter.
Right.
He goes against that 70s line, and you got the big boys Getzlaf versus Kopitar.
But have you noticed it's a copycat league, and Stars got Spezza. So that's another 1-2 center. They got Sagan.
And they got Hemsky.
Yeah. They got Hemsky. A lot of these teams, Brad Richards.
Pressure is mounting on.
Brad Richards is a Blackhawk. It's another second line center.
Yeah, how does that help
all
them?
The teams are doing all the, you know, copycat.
Beauty is they got all these guys came cheap.
Yeah.
Because when the Penguins had the 3-model center, all of a sudden everyone cost $7 million.
Right.
And you think, well,
you're spending a third line center.
And then you say, maybe there should be a 2-line center team. Before we get started, last week we talked about the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And
we forgot one big guy.
The big guy, besides Hashik, the only no-brainer, and he's the guy whose name, remember, I couldn't read my writing.
Oh, is that what it was? Forsberg?
Yeah, really? Remember. I was like, what is this? And it was right on top. Yeah. And Peter Forsberg, of course, a Hall of Fame.
Of course.
I mean, great career. Hashik, Mike Modano, we love Modano. And Blake, you the one that stood firm with Blake.
Yeah. Once again, I thought Blakey, for his era, was pretty dominant.
Yep.
I thought he was, too.
In that position, don't you think?
Yeah. I still have a kind of a small grudge against Blake.
Well, a lot of Kings fans do.
Yeah, I'm still kind of okay with the booing him thing. Like, sure. I don't boo him, but I don't hate that people boo him.
I'm talking about pure playing ability.
Right.
He's pretty good.
And Pat Burns, we all love Pat Burns. It's a shame he didn't get in when he was alive.
Right.
But I guess you couldn't. And Bill McCreary, who's back in the day when there was one ref and it would ruin your whole life, he was pretty straight up. F.U. Carey Frazier.
Right.
I got a Forsberg.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And him's tweeting. Yeah. He's always tweeting. Yeah. I'm still part of the league.
It doesn't seem like it used to be when I was a kid up until the two-ref system, one ref would really ruin a game, ruin a season.
Right.
And it was like his personality was on the game. And it was like, what are you, an artist? And then with two refs, it doesn't seem like there's any calls that are just ridiculous, like, oh my god, you just want the Capitals to lose, right. You know, the get out of the, you know.
I have a Forsberg story that's kind of cute.
Please go ahead.
Brett Riley, you know him, he's a comedian from Kansas. And he was performing in Denver, and all the Avalanche players were there, and he was talking to a girl at the bar. And Forsberg cut in on him and just walked right in front of him. And he goes, excuse me, to Forsberg. And Forsberg goes, do you know who I am? And Brett goes, do you know who I am? Forsberg goes, no. And he goes, I'm Brett Riley. He goes, and I'm pretty awesome. And so Forsberg thought that was funny. So he goes, you are. And he put his arm around him. He took him around, introduced him to all the players. He goes, this is Brett. He's pretty awesome. I thought that was cool, great. Man.
Yeah.
I've only heard good things about Forsberg.
Yeah, I heard that makes me like him.
Yeah. And the NHL awards.
I think
we picked most of these. The Hart, the Lindsay, and the Art Ross all went to Sid, and it doesn't matter. He didn't get a cup. The Vezina went to our guy, Tuca. Mm-hmm. We all picked Tuca.
Yeah.
The Messier award, Dusty Brown. Is there any better leader?
He reminds me of Messier, kind of.
Yeah, except he doesn't cheap shot as bad.
Yeah, well, yeah. great final playoff.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He showed up then. Yeah. It was good.
He's not a great year, but.
I love Dust. I'll take him in a heart.
Oh, man. He came through. The captain came through. He dives,
though. Especially, I'd say the last, not this year, but for a couple years there, he was always on the block. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. I'd take
him. You know, when you needed him, he was there.
The Sucky went to Bergeron.
Boom.
The Norris went to Keith. We called it, but I'll tell you what, going in right now, if you don't have Dowdy on top of your, if he's not the front runner now.
Wow.
I mean, but Keith has had a weird, he's a little worn out.
I still say you give that to Dowdy.
Yeah.
But Dowdy wasn't even nominated in it.
What?
This year? No. He's only been nominated once.
That's ridiculous.
McKinnon won the Calder. McKinnon was amazing.
Oh, he was awesome.
We're going to get into him when we talk about the offseason. Right. The Lady Bing, Ryan O'Reilly. Jack Adams went to Patrick Waugh. We loved. The Rocket went to Ovi, and the Masterson went to Moore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there you go. And in the meantime, the Penguins hired a coach that no one ever heard of. Right. Mike Johnson, but an assistant that everybody did.
Everybody likes Rick Tocchet.
The Rocket is back.
Yeah, man. So why didn't they make him the head coach?
That's what, you know, who
can
knows?
Can I mention one thing about the awards?
Yes,
something absolutely. I was really bummed about was Dean Lombardi did not win GM of the Year.
Oh, that's a good point, too. I think
who did they give it to?
They gave it to Bob Murray from the Ducks.
Murray.
From the Ducks. Who did the Ducks get?
I don't know.
No, I think on the Gabrick move alone, you put Lombardi.
And then they re-signed Gabrick.
And all of the contracts are decent, and the team is together, the chorus together.
He did an awesome job. I don't know how
Lombardi does not win.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
I'll tell you, that was the best pickup of the whole thing.
And Murray didn't get it done. He almost did, but...
Boudreaux, Barbecue Bruce is their coach, so he can't get.
I don't know if you heard me say this, but I figured out. And I used to think it was why they call him Barbecue because of the barbecue in his face.
Yeah,
no, it's because his teams never play past Memorial Day.
That's great. He gets to wear white all he wants.
Now they re-signed Gabrick, which I thought was a must, and he took kind of a hometown discount, which was great. They kept Green for a little longer than they should have. I know you're against that.
Very against that move.
But I like Mitchell more than Green.
Oh yeah.
But now Green adds a little bit. He wears the A. Adds a little more ferocity. But I didn't. But Green looked a little shot. He looked like Orpik, which is another story, is another paragraph on the list of this. But Willie Mitchell, I don't know.
That's the guy you want to keep, right?
But he's making $4 million in 2 years. I don't think the Kings can even come close to that term or that money average. So.
Well, but Green didn't get.
Green got $2 million for 4 years.
Oh, and Mitchell got $4 million for 2 years.
Guys, I
got
to ask you something on that note. Do you, if you're a player, do you take the bigger payday to go with a bad team? I mean,
a lot of people do.
But you're still making good money, no matter by a lot of people's standards.
And if you're going to Florida, that's the tax thing there. That's it's even more money.
True, but you know what you're giving up is a real shot at anything.
Right.
There's been.
He already won a cup there, though. He won a cup early, but
you know.
But that's there's the guy. Well, Mitchell's won two now, I love Mitchell. I love what he brings, but he's a guy that is one of those guys that I never like a guy. It's won a couple. Now it looks like he's mentally playing the back nine.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. He's cashing them in.
Well, I'm saying this is like I would be more skeptical if I was Florida. Is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? He's already. There's two types of guys, really. There's guys that won the cup once and can't get enough of it.
Right,
right.
Then there's guys that won the cup and I won the cup. Tea times at 7.
Florida's got some good golf.
And I love Mitchell. I would have kept Mitchell probably, but he won it for me. But that's a tough call.
Yeah.
The Penguins today. The Penguins, we'll just go down the list here.
All right.
Today, they got Steve Downey, which is makes the other thing that made me sicker is I found out my captain was fondling Ottawa police officers. Of course, and now Bill Burr, I know you'll be listening. You can say, well, now you can hate us again because we have another rat, another guy with no business in the league.
Right.
I hate Steve Downey up on record. We did trade one of my all-time... we did trade James the I'm no big deal to the Predators. He'll fit right in the Predators, yeah. Captain Frasier.
Perfect.
Because he doesn't play in the play. They don't play in the playoffs either.
Exactly.
he'll fit right in Nashville.
I like, you're on today.
Yeah.
I like Hornquist, Nick Spaulding. What are you going to do? But here's the one I did like. I like Blake Como.
Interesting.
I don't mind him on a third, fourth line. I you know, now we got Greet. We got this other guy. Now we got a new. We got some German guy to back up. Flower or whatever.
Oh, I mean, Thomas Greiss.
Yeah.
Very good goalie.
Is he good?
He's a very good goalie.
Yeah.
The guy I wanted the Kings to sign him.
The guy we need now is Kumalin. We need Kumalin from Toronto. He has to, Rutherford has to earn his money, and he has to figure out a way to get Kumalin. They're playing, they're hardballing Kumalin.
Right.
And they need him in, because I don't want Malkin sulking, even though he's. Oh, and we got Christian Ehrhoff.
That's the best value of the whole free agency signing, I think, was Ehrhoff for $4 million for 1 year.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Deal. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. I wish there was money for Kumalin. Cool. I don't know Kumalin. Why they got Downey.
It's who you really wanted.
Yeah, because he plays with Gino in Russia. He's a good second line winger. He's going to score. It's going to.
You know, are you happy overall?
Overall, I'm pretty happy, to be honest with you.
And what about your coach, this new guy?
Yeah, you know what? He's the best they could have done. I mean, there was no brainer out there. It wasn't like, oh, Lavalette is on television and we pick a guy from the Portland Winterhawks, you know, or, of course, the great Lindy Ruff. In this way, you know what? You know what?
That's who we really want.
You know what? If it all goes south. Goodbye.
Yeah.
We'll get Babcock.
Right.
I mean, yeah, or whatever. I mean, you know what? They can fire him. I mean, I like having. I would not like the move if they didn't have Tockett. I like the move with Tockett.
A king too. He was a penguin also.
Yeah, I like Tockett.
I like you know. Just,
and that's where Janet Gretzky gets all her tips.
Yeah, I mean, he's already taking bets on the season. He's already betting the season.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. We mentioned about, I know we're not that far down the list.
Ryan Miller.
Okay.
We said, where was he going to go? Went to the Canucks.
Right.
What do you think about that for them? You're not high on him anyway.
No. I don't think it's going to matter, because I don't think they're going to be, I don't think they're going to compete in the West. I don't think they're a top 8 team.
It's funny that he's going to that building where he had the most devastating loss. He's going to be playing in that building, in GM Place, in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's true. That's ironic.
Yeah, he seems like he's just not the same guy. He's a little bit older.
Not since that game, he was not.
Yeah, he's just not the same guy.
He played great in that series.
Yeah, and then after that, it's been a slow decline. Yeah,
that kind of has.
The Canucks have him for?
I mean, they have a problem with the Sedins, and I don't get into it as hard. With maybe Bag as I should, just kind of play Kane a little bit. But I just think the fact you can't split them up and they're always together and they're not going to win. It's just like anchor. It's a bad anchor. Like whatever you want to say with Sid and Gino, they've already won. But I mean, you can split them up,
right?
Yeah.
You can ship one of them out of town.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they stuck. They must really enjoy living up there, because they stuck through Tortorella. They signed an extension when Tortorella was still there. I almost thought they got Tortorella just to get rid of them,
right.
Like just to change. It's like the Penguin thing. Change the call.
Right.
Like I just didn't like Neil. Neil acted like he was born on third base. Like I mean, he acted like he won the cup when he didn't win. He didn't win anything with the Penguins.
The thing with the Canadian teams, I feel, is that they can't be bad, so they can't fully rebuild. And I think Vancouver could use a full.
Yeah, they
tear
it looks
down
like it
and build it
yeah.
back up. That's yep. why Canadian teams haven't won a cup since '93. They have to always placate.
Well, they have
market.
They have to draft well. Because look at Calgary. I may be the only person outside of Derek England's family that defends Derek England. They gave Derek England like $3.5 million. Yeah. And he's like the eighth defenseman on the Penguins. Right. They moved him to forward because he could fight. To me, if he came back, I would rather have Derek England for whatever they're paying Steve Downey and have England play the fourth line. That's what killed me. That's what killed me about Plasma.
Yeah.
Like, you can see he's a better right winger.
Right.
We have no one to play. Our third and fourth line stink.
Yeah.
I think the big move, but here's where the cap comes in.
Yep.
I think the team that changed their luck the most and is really on the verge, was I think Avalanche.
Get Iggy's big.
Iggy is big. And
that's the biggest Iggy, move.
They got Danielle Briere. Mm-hmm. He is clutcher than clutch.
Those kids are going to learn something from those
two. He's Derek Jeter when you got two. Nobody at the bottom of the eighth. Nobody out leading off. If you're going into overtime in a playoff game, you want Daniel Briere.
Or Justin Williams.
We know what? Justin Williams is the new Daniel Briere.
Yeah, he really is.
Yep.
And Iggy's a great addition.
Yeah.
Sure. He fits that team too, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, he does.
And he still need help on defense.
They're not kneeing, you know what? They're not kneeing that kid ruining his life. Like, Cookie.
Right.
He would have went right after Cook and broke his face. Mm-hmm. But now here's the point of the salary cap. I did not like them losing Stastny.
Yep.
I don't know if they couldn't afford him or what the deal was, but that is, and they gave him to the team that's probably going to be St. Louis do? I've said all year, right. Fresh. Yeah. They can't score. Right. Now they finally got a guy that can score.
No, that was a, yeah.
But now who's their goalie?
No.
Who's St. Louis? Who's Elliott? Who's their goalie now that Miller's gone?
Well, I didn't think much. To me, Miller and Elliott are
that's true. A wash. Who is it?
Oh, if you told me in July 1st that the Avalanche that the St. Louis will have Jeff Zadkoff as their starting goaltender, but they're gonna get Stastny to play second center,
right.
I'd say they're a better hockey.
Well, Stastny really helps.
It's again with the whole Kings model, the big centers, powerful centers down the middle. So
you're right, it's a copycat league.
Yeah, now they've got Backes and Stastny and this new Laterra kid.
He's gonna make those wingers that Captain Kangaroo can't get the score. He's gonna put their puck on the. He's gonna put their puck on that stick right where they're gonna have to score.
Right.
Yeah. That guy's like he played on the Avalanche on some bad teams mm-hmm. to put up numbers.
No, he's good.
I don't. That must have been a real salary cap.
$7 million. Well,
yeah.
4 years. Yeah.
Yeah, they must have. Minnesota gets Vanek back, but I don't see them. Minnesota got Vanek, or they got Vanek. Because look at it, the Dallas Spezza and Hemsky are going to be able to score.
Oh my gosh!
And Lindy Ruff's up tempo. I mean, the Stars just got
the whole West got better.
The West is.
I mean, they're trying to
except Vancouver.
They got. I don't know, a little tiny upgrade.
I don't think Miller's not going to help him.
Yeah.
They lost and losing Kessler.
That's huge.
Yeah, Benino's no Kessler. And then in the East now, the Capitals.
No.
I mean, the Penguins had a garage sale.
Yeah.
They gave Orpik like almost five. Orpik 5.5.
5.5 for 5 years.
And he's
33.
He was done last year.
Yeah.
He was done last year. But you know what they need? We always talk about them not having any defensemen, any consciousness, right. Any leaders in that locker room.
Yeah.
That's what he brings. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's old enough for the. I think they can't even buy him out, right?
Yeah. It's now that the new CBA, you can't do any of the new buyouts for any new contracts.
They're stuck with him.
Yeah.
And they pay Niskanen way too much. I like Niskanen, but I mean,
geez. 7 years.
I know.
5.75.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not Bobby Orr. I mean, like. Anyone who else got better? Better in the East is
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. Yeah. They kept Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they signed Victor Stralman, a great third, pairing.
Yeah. Yeah, they improved.
It's good.
Oh, Anton,
and they got Brian Boyle. They got fourth liner. So they got.
I thought that the Rangers kept Boyle.
They got Dan Boyle.
Oh,
and Tampa has Brian Boyle.
Oh the my
big center.
Oh my! Look, that's why we have Jose.
Yeah, man, he's on top of it.
Now
the Rangers.
I have a job, Sean. Just fired me. He's got to pay against the Blue.
The Rangers did buy out Brad Richards. Yep. He went to Chicago. Yeah. Is that a good move?
It's like a low risk, high reward sort of situation. You know, if he plays like he was when he was a Conn Smythe winner, then Chicago wins. But if he plays like he did last, you know, when the Rangers in the finals last year, then Chicago loses there.
Yeah. He played decent last year. He didn't look a lot better with Brandon Saad on his wing, right. Too.
Yeah.
Or Jonathan or Patrick Kane on his wing. Right. Or if they don't, they're looking to move Sharp, which I don't understand. They move Bolig. Brian Bolig was a nice plugger, third, fourth liner. I can't believe he was making that much. He went to Calgary. Calgary's just lining up all the big thugs.
Well, they're in the Connor McDavid sweepstakes. You know, the number one.
There was a draft. I understand, everybody. I don't, unless it's like, you know, unless Sid's coming out or Lemieux or, you know, the big three coming out. I don't, the draft.
Is there a big kid coming out of the minors?
Next year, yeah. Connor McDavid's supposed to be the new, like,
he's the
Crosby.
Guy.
He's the new Stamkos.
And who's he playing for?
Well, no, he's coming in the draft, the next draft, next year's draft.
But I mean, who?
This year, there was just, everyone was kind of, 1 through 5 were about the same. And, you know, when there's a draft, there's a big player. Name that draft after that player. This is the Tavares draft. This is the, you know, the Stamkos draft.
Right.
This one didn't have any. There was sort of.
Yeah, even I didn't. Next year,
Connor McDavid is the guy.
Even last year, like, I knew who McKinnon
was. Minor league team.
I don't know. Some OHL team.
Because even last year, you knew, like, who McKinnon was, and you knew, like, Seth Jones. Yeah. This year was, like, very. Right. But I'll tell you, the funny thing was Columbus, and you know, their young guy, it's not on the cheat sheet, their young guy. The guy that played great, Johansson. Yeah, they gave him a contract, and he said it was a slap in the face.
Ooh. He said that, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He used that term where people said, well, he's a young guy. Maybe he'll learn to say his words differently.
Wow.
Yeah, so Columbus.
Yikes. I like the kid already. Come on, he's cool.
Well, they're gonna, you know, hey, Hartnell. Made me sick. I love Hartnell. I love Hartnell. God, I love Hartnell.
So, who do you think improved themselves the most? Do you think the Avs?
The Avs did. I like what Dallas did.
Who is they who improved themselves the most? Just to be flippant, if I may use that big word phrase. Florida. They got Willie Mitchell. Bolin's a good player. I mean, they stunk. They had to reach the cap. They had to spend money to reach the
same,
floor.
Same with Buffalo.
The Buffalo, you know, I don't know. I like Josh Georges. I think he's a good defenseman. Yeah. I think Gianta's a little past his prime, but he brings some leadership. Molson, I think, is just a little guy that I don't know. Molson didn't do much in Minnesota.
Right. He's good. You know, but he was three years in a row, he scored 30 or more goals.
Well, and that was the guy, remember, when we got Gabrick for the Kings. Everybody, the other guy that everybody wanted was Molson.
Well, because the John Quick and Molson, they've got, you know, they're both, I think, married to the same pair of sisters. I know there's some sort of, like, relationship there.
Wow. Inside scoop there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real inside.
But, yeah.
So
no, I thought the team that helped themselves. I think the team that helped themselves the most, just on. I think two teams did. I think the Ducks did.
Yeah.
And I think the Ducks didn't really give away anything. I don't know how many draft picks they gave away.
Kessler's good.
Yep.
Yeah. To get,
they're stacked on their farm, so they can afford to.
That's a big move. He'll be able to get in Kopitar's face,
right.
And they needed that.
Or get in Carter's face. I mean, Getzlaff can't do everything.
Yeah,
and the guy sells hot dogs. You know, I think the Stars got a lot better. I think the Stars got a lot better.
Blues with Stastny got better.
Blues got better, and the Avalanche. But I did not. The only reason why I would not give the Avalanche the win is because they had to give up Stastny.
Right.
Yeah, but Iginla and Brad Stewart still two pretty solid.
Man, getting
guys.
Iggy.
Yeah.
Fits them so well.
They got Brad Stewart.
They got Brad Stewart in the trade. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good move for them.
That's a good move because that D is very sort of sketch.
I like them having Daniel Briere in Game 5 against the Chicago Blackhawks in Round 2 next year.
First or second.
Yeah, yeah. I like. You gotta have some of those guys that win, man. You gotta have some guys that win. I like Brad Richards. I like Brad Richards going to Chicago too.
Yeah.
I think that'll
Do you think that helps him?
Yeah. I think it invigorates him. Some, you know, I'm telling you, Brandon Saad, play with that guy. Yeah. You know, Saad's not a burner. No. That's just a good team that knows how to play hockey. That guy, he'll be able to play with your favorite guy on the, you know, the big thug.
Bickle,
Buddy. Yeah, he'll be able to set Bickle up. You know, they're not all burners.
Someone's got to set Bickle up.
Yeah, they're not all burners on Chicago. I think he fits right in.
But now, Kane and Taves want close to $12 million. Is what I'm hearing.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Oof.
I don't know, man. Good player.
Yeah.
You know what?
It kind of screwed him because the cap didn't really go up.
Didn't go up that much, no.
They thought the cap was going to go up because, if they get $12 million each, Gino at 9.3 and Sid at 8.7 isn't that bad.
Right.
But with the cap, I think Hossa's going to come off their books pretty soon.
Oh, no, I think he's locked up for another. He signed that 10-year deal like 3 years ago.
That's right.
Really?
Ridiculous 12-year deal.
Yeah, after they stole it from me.
And then they changed the rules because of that Hossa deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. After they took him from the Red Wings.
Yeah, Kovalchuk signed it.
By the way, I don't see the Red Wings.
They didn't do anything. I'm sorry, Fred.
They did nothing? Come on, guys.
You know what they did, though? Datsyuk got hurt this year and wasn't up for the Selke. So Kopitar was up for the Selke because Datsyuk got hurt. So right. I'm happy about that. Good thing about that.
Right, right.
But he'll win the Selke next year. Kopitar will win it.
No, I'll tell you? They re-signed Kyle Quincy.
Oof.
But I don't like to throw you that much information at one day.
Right.
I thought I didn't want to leave off Iggy goes to Colorado for the re-signing of Kyle Quincy.
But I needed some kind of news.
Yeah, well,
we got a good young team.
That's a good team.
That's the good news.
You need a right-handed D-man.
You didn't have to overpay for anybody.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, some of these moves are, Washington's desperation. I think it's a desperation move, paying that much money.
New GM, new coach.
I think what's a decent pickup is the Devils got Camilleri.
Camilleri. King's draft pick.
Nice little scorer right there.
Yeah. And a Havlat, too.
Yeah, might have that, but we'll see what happens with him in New Jersey. He's been around a while now. Yeah. I don't know what he's. Who else was eerily quiet? I guess except for trading Brad Stewart with the Sharks.
They didn't know
for a team that should be switching out everybody.
I think they're still shopping Thornton pretty heavily.
I heard nobody wanted Thornton.
Yeah,
the
latest I heard is Thornton to the Predators. That's what the latest rumor on Thornton is, but I don't think Thornton wants that because he's got a no trade, so they're really handcuffed.
You mean he doesn't want to play with James Neal? Set him up all day and have Neal never play defense and then take some stupid penalties? You want to play with James Neal? I can't imagine.
No. We always say the hardest thing for the Stanley Cup champs is keeping their guys.
Right.
And, everybody praised Chicago a couple years ago because they kept everybody pretty much.
Okay, the second time.
The
first time they had
Everyone bailed. But the second time they kept
a
lot. Well,
Kings did pretty good, I thought.
Well, it's great. As a longtime Kings fan, July 1st is like Christmas. Who are we going to get? We need all this help, blah, blah, blah. And now I wake up July 1st. I know the Kings aren't going to do anything. The team is coming back.
Yeah.
I don't have to wake up at 9 a.m. and watch 9 hours of coverage.
Except for Mitchell. Mitchell, they kept...
Yeah, but they even said before July 1st that Mitchell wasn't going to re-sign.
Yeah.
So there were no surprises.
Well, because they picked Green. They hit Green a little early. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's weird being good not worrying about this stuff.
You know what's funny is they actually... And you can talk yourself into things, though. Like, I was so... When the Chicago shipped everybody out, I thought maybe they went one or two guys too much. Yep. But remember how I was always saying, I loved how they got rid of all their static. That's why you keep new blood in.
Yeah.
And then this time, Chicago kind of kept a couple guys, like that Bullwood guy. Yeah. They kept a couple guys, maybe Bickle, then maybe earlier, like the first regime.
Right, like the Bufflin. They would
have shipped them out.
But now the Kings, they kept everybody. And you think, well, do you want people to get stale? But you look at the Kings, there's no one you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
And I think you think about it every time you're the champs, like, oh, there's no one I'd want to get rid of. Like, I remember the Penguins in 2009. Right. Like,
you kind of have that honeymoon.
Chetan's leaving. Like, oh, my God, Chetan.
But as a coach, do you want, even if you've got a pretty loaded lineup, do you want a couple guys to shift out?
Wouldn't mind like a hungry veteran
fresh,
that wants the cup,
fresh blood.
I think you do. I think you want, young guys. I think you always want two young guys to come up.
And the other thing, I'm going to rephrase that question. Do you stick with a cup potential team and take a little less money?
Gabrick did.
Gabrick did.
Yeah.
He said that. He said, on the open market, I could have.
And after the 2012, I think Stoll and Penner and a couple other dudes were UFAs. And, they signed for less to stay with the Kings.
Yeah. And Gabrick said it in the paper.
Yeah.
He goes, I could have got more money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if Stastny's getting seven, he could get seven.
I mean, Sid and Gino always took the hometown discount. A lot of guys take the hometown discount. Apparently, Taves and Kane are just, well, you know, that they've won two cups now on the, not the biggest contract they could have had. So it's their time to get paid.
Yeah. They want max.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, Taves is the captain, so he's not going anywhere. But I'll tell you, I mean, you know, I could see them in 2 years getting rid of. I could see them getting rid of Kane in 2 years.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they've got 1 year left on their contract, both of them.
See, now that would change the fortune of that would change the fortune. That would be the thing that would change hockey.
Sure.
To me. Like if he would just go, if he just went to like the Flyers, heaven forbid. Or you know what I mean? Like just.
Well, he's top three, don't you think?
Or like, if he went to Toronto, he's the top six.
Or he goes back home to Buffalo for $14 million.
Yeah. Like if he went to Toronto right now for like 10 guys.
Well, again, do
like
you
the guys force, like the Lindros deal?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There goes the tea time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't think of three Maple Leafs that you would want. For, as I said, for like 10 guys.
Well, again, if you see your payday coming up and you go, okay, I'm due.
Yeah.
Do you take that move and wind up with a lousy team?
A lot of people do. And a lot of people freak out and they come back. Chris Versteeg did that. He was a big time guy for the Blackhawks. Good third, fourth liner. He was in that big movement out to Florida.
Same thing. He freaked out.
I guess he wasn't into golf and fishing. He freaked out. Ha ha. I mean, that's why we talked about this whenever, you know, Kirk Muller, when they trade him from the Canadians, and he didn't want to report to the Islanders because he lost his mind. Some people can't go from winning to losing.
Yeah. No matter how much you're making.
I guess it depends where your head's at. And because, you know, there's a window for your big payday.
Right.
And you got to jump on it. And yet, at the same token, if you really care about having a winner, do you want it? Do you care? If you just care about playing the back nine.
It depends when your free agency's up. Look at, like, you know, like 2 years ago, you know, there was a million defensemen. Matt Niskanen would have got like $2 million. Now there's like, it's him and Orpik.
Right. Yeah.
He's making $7 million for Niskanen. I mean, I like Niskanen, but I mean, he's not a Kings top.
Well, and it depends on what the needs are around the league, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because those change.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden your position's in demand,
right?
You know, then you can do.
And if like a big team needs you, you know, if the Rangers and the Canadians all need a goaltender, then the price is going up, right?
Yeah.
By the way, the Canadians, how far do you think they are away? I mean, they had the injury to the goalie this year in the playoffs, and they were off to a pretty good start.
I thought they signed the wrong defenseman. I would have let the Russian guy. I'd have let Markov walk, and I would have
spent a lot for Markov,
and I would have kept Josh Georges, but they traded Josh Georges.
Did you hear what Josh Georges said? And it's a they wanted to trade him to Toronto, and he nixed that trade. He says, "I don't want to play in Toronto."
Wow, he did really?
Yeah,
huh?
He full on said it, like, "I don't want to play there."
Huh?
So he's playing in Buffalo now.
Wow,
he chose Buffalo over Toronto.
Man, this guy, someone needs to talk to him.
Well, I mean,
have you seen the nightlife in Buffalo compared to
unfortunately I have.
But if you have if you have a slump in Buffalo, it's okay. If you have a slump in Toronto, you have to wear a baseball hat and hide.
Well, that's another point.
Yeah, I don't know. I the people in Buffalo have always been nice. I've always had good times in Buffalo, but I don't know.
It's a fun town, but
I don't know about that. That's compared to Toronto. I mean,
Toronto
wasn't like he decided to go to Nashville. I mean, it was.
Yeah, but Jose's right. If you're having a rough year. In Toronto, they're on you.
I don't even know, but I think he's a good. I could see if he was like Lindros or even Stastny, where you know that the whole world is looking. I don't think. I mean, I would think he'd be confident enough in his ability that he wouldn't be a minus 40 in Toronto. Like, he would be that well. Oh my God,
yeah.
George is over the board. Jeez,
right?
You know what I mean.
But
you get to play for Norris Winner. You know, he's a good defensive coach, Carlisle.
Right? Yeah.
Who makes the most? Who's the highest paid player in the league?
I think Ovechkin.
Yeah. I think he makes close to 10, I think.
10?
Yeah. But, the, you know, going back to the copycat league thing, the Kings, so they have the big centers up the middle, but they also have the best defenseman in the league and arguably the best goalie. So good luck, rest of the league.
Yeah.
I'm trying to copy that.
Oh, one thing I did want to say.
Well, that's why they're so close to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Right.
Because the Black, I mean, it's such an even up, you know, like, you know, 23 guys versus 23 guys.
Yeah.
They're so close, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, the Blackhawks may have a little more top end.
Right.
But the Kings are a little bit more deeper. And then the Kings have the better, like, the better goaltending.
Now, Quick went right in for surgery.
Right. Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's smart. Because, you know, you got way more rehab time mm-hmm. now. You know, he just went right in. Now, does that mean he was hurt during the...
Yes, the report said he was hurt in the Anaheim series.
Ah.
So even he, you know...
So he...
And he had a hard time lifting the cup.
Wow.
I noticed that.
Yeah. That's a tough dude then.
Yeah, then, wow.
Oh, he's a little scrapper.
Yeah, this he's kid.
Not, didn't tell any... No one had any
idea. See, that's
idea.
Pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So big props.
And he hurt himself against the Ducks.
Yeah,
huh?
So early on in that series, too. So the Ducks... Blackhawks and the Rangers on a bad wrist.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough guy.
Yeah,
and he played outstanding.
Oh yeah, in the final, great.
Yeah,
outstanding. Oh, you kidding me? I mean, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that when I was watching.
It really was ridiculous.
I was watching World Cup and yeah. The kid
Tim Howard's
pretty darn good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
The American goalie, really really good. And but his record, they set the record for World Cup. It was 16 saves.
I think someone tweeted, Tim Howard would have saved my marriage.
Yeah. I'll tell you
He was awesome. I'm not knocking him. He was awesome. But if 16's your highest, look how quick in those 40 saves.
Well, I remember whenever, like, Waugh lost 1-0 in, like, double overtime to the then Quebec Nordiques. Like, he stopped 70 saves.
Oh, my God.
And he lost 1-0. And they were like, had to have like the Royal Mounted Police. They were going to burn his house down in Montreal. And he stopped 70 shots.
Come on. I know. Come on. Come on, Tim Howard.
Yeah. Well, right, I mean, yeah. I watched, well, I'll tell you what, I watched, I gambled on the World Cup. I saw the Paraguay, Uruguay,
Algeria.
None of us knew what continent it was on. Algeria versus Germany. Those goaltenders in that game, that Algerian goaltender was nuts.
And that German goalie's insane.
Oh, the German goaltender was like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. I'm not knocking them at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're just doing a lot less saves than these NHL guys. I mean,
the less shots are coming in.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's a busier game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't compare. I mean, those guys are athletic, but you can't compare stopping the – like, when you watch Quick –
Right.
Oh, man. Come on. Quick and Lundqvist.
Right.
I know it was almost a sweep there, but Lundqvist played great, too.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't think if Lundqvist wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. Forget it.
I know.
Right. It would have been a blowout.
Although, you know what? I was kind of impressed with New York's skating ability.
Yeah. Fast team.
They were quick.
But they couldn't finish.
They had open
nets in front of them.
Yeah. I just really enjoyed watching the differences between a just littler, completely athletic, reading the game and just like making incredible saves and just everywhere on every different flipping around like a fish, but still making the saves. And then Lundqvist, just bigger guy, seemingly bigger pads, just positionally correct everywhere.
Yeah. Deeper in the net.
Like never breaking a sweat, so to speak. Yeah.
Two completely different styles, both great.
Yes.
Who do you compare Quick to like in your heyday of goaltending?
Oh, I'd have to say Glenn Hall.
Yeah.
From Toronto.
Yeah, it was that kind of style.
He was an acrobat.
Right. Hasek maybe also?
Hasek.
Or was Hasek a little too...
Or I would say Terry Sawchuk.
Yeah.
Well, that's going way back to my era. That's how far back I go. But Sawchuk used to be that same way. He'd do flips and...
Right, use his, you know, drop a stick, grab a puck, use his face.
Just flipping.
Yeah, I think he's more... I say young Flurry.
And a little bit of Hasek-y.
I say young Flurry when Flurry was way more acrobatic and actually made saves.
I love the
flower. I really do.
Yeah,
I always stand by the flower. But when he made more crazier saves, he almost took some of that out of his game.
Right.
Because to me, Quick is more solid defensively than Hasek.
Right.
I think he's way more positionally sound than Hasek. Hasek was ridiculous.
Now you know.
I mean, really, when he was like in Buffalo.
Oh, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
He was awesome.
Slinky spine.
Yeah. Now you know, I was talking to Jay Johnstone. I do the baseball podcast with Jay, and he started getting into hockey, You know, he knows nothing about hockey,
yeah.
But he started to really get into it.
People got into it.
Yeah, he loved it.
People
loved
the games this year. Like, I'm seeing more peripheral, you know, people looking on like, oh, what, freaking out over the series. It's great.
Yeah, and I thought that was awesome the way that he picked up on all that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he was mentioning it to me. He goes, look how acrobatic that quick guy is. Mm-hmm. He didn't know anything about it, but he knew that. He goes, that guy's standing on his head.
Right.
You know,
also, he probably, Jay probably understands it in an athletic way of like a catcher or a third baseman with having those kind of reactions.
Yeah.
There's only so many. I mean,
it is like a catcher.
For Jay to hit a base, like, we can't go hit a baseball like Jay.
No,
but he probably he's closer to that kind of athletic knowledge of how to stop a puck than we'll ever be.
Well, that's what impressed him.
What I mean?
He goes, that puck's coming 100 miles an hour. And I said, do you think he could hit it with a baseball bat?
Right.
He goes, I doubt it because it's flat.
Well, I mean, people were really impressed, too, when Dustin Brown scored that tip goal, you know, double overtime.
Like, oh, yeah.
Is he doing that on purpose? And people are like, yeah. He is purposefully trying to tip a puck flying at him into the net.
Oh, that's super skill. Like, you know? That super takes super hand-eye coordination.
That's still impressed. I can't believe
because that puck's moving.
Right.
And you got to be able to, those guys are great
putting
athletes.
Putting your stick in the right angle to deflect. Wow.
Unbelievable. You know. That's what I was impressed with Gabrick.
Yeah.
Gabrick, hey, you know what? I know he was a super fast skater at one point before his knee, but he may not be your best all-around player out there at all, but he's great in front of that net.
Yep.
And to be able to just those little quick hands, you know, it's amazing.
I didn't think he had that kind of grit.
He was gritty, too. You were impressed with him.
Oh, yeah. I 100% was. I was. Yeah. If he played the way I thought he played, I would have been happy with him. But I had no idea that he would score, 18 goals and like 15 of them in the paint.
And
I mean, like, you know.
Every goal he scored, he was knocked over when he scored the goal. Like, you've noticed that. Like, he was bowled over every time he scored a goal.
He played gritty. He
celebrating
played tough.
From the ice.
Yeah.
Lying down on the ice.
He played tough. And he did his job.
Yeah.
His job was to get in there and get in their face.
It's kind of, I'll throw dirt on Tortorella all day, but it's kind of funny that, like, he really, Tortorella, like, ran him out of
town. Oh, yeah. He's run everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get anything on him. I mean, Brad Richards, the guy was a Conn Smythe, he's on the fourth line.
Yeah.
And then.
Healthy scratch.
This year he's, like, leading the power play for them. But it's kind of funny, like, Gabrick, you know, he really didn't do anything in New York.
He scored 40 goals one year. But
I don't know. But nothing in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean,
you
know.
Well, and you gotta love the guys who do it in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, you just think of like 40 is like. But do you remember? Do you remember any of them?
No,
you know what I mean. Right. Like,
no, and that happens with a lot of guys. You know, and a guy like Bickle, for example, didn't have a very good year, but in the playoffs he looked pretty darn good. Right.
But
Daniel Briere, look at Briere, woke up in Montreal, scored a couple big goals this year.
No. All these players that sign big deals, why do you think every player, when they sign a deal, always have an off year coming in? Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, something I read a thing that Doughty said after he signed his big contract. And he said he didn't play well for that first month and a half after he signed the contract.
Yeah.
Because he said it put too much pressure on his head.
Right.
That he was thinking all the time that he had to live up to the contract.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that he wasn't playing his game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it wasn't until a month or so later that he finally relaxed and said, you know, just play your usual game.
I think that has a part to do with it. Also, now that you've signed the deal, you're comfortable.
Well, you can relax. Sometimes you relax too much, and sometimes you have too much mental pressure.
It's just, you know, opposing things going on in your head. Yeah. I'm comfortable. Wait, I have to live up to this contract.
Yeah.
Either the money's just bigger now, but it seems like back, even just 10, 12 years ago, the guys could sign big contracts and come in and live up to them right away.
Yeah.
I mean, like Shanahan, when he went to Detroit, it was like, oh, this was the piece they needed. And it wasn't like, oh, well, yeah, but he's going to have to get used to Joe Louis Arena and Steve Eiserman likes to take in his coffee. No, he went right in there and bam, Shanny, and come on.
He had the right attitude.
You know what I mean? But there was more of it. Like Ray Bourque. I mean, he didn't go there like, oh, it takes 5 or 6 years to learn the system. No, like Ray went in there and stole his cup.
Right. Well, I guess it depends.
No, you know what I mean? No, Frazier. I mean, you remember.
You're right. Shanny just jumped right in.
But I mean, like, back, look at just trades back. And look at Francis came in. He wasn't like, oh, well, I'm not used to playing second line center. It may take me a couple years. It's like, no. Yeah, cool.
No, but those guys are all pretty amazing guys.
Well, I guess I am naming Hall of Famers.
But it does.
You're not naming Matt Niskanen.
But I could see where, you know, what Doughty was saying, though.
Yeah.
He was sort of saying, you know what?
Kopitar had a bad year. Brown had a bad year.
I'm looking over my shoulder because I'm figuring the GM's up in the box going, hey.
Like, hey, I'm paying you $7 million. Yeah. Dude, yeah.
See, I always thought
Letang
that was...
had a stroke. He couldn't live up to it.
Well, I asked... That was another thing I asked Jay.
48 minutes to say Letang.
Yeah, that's a record. You know, that's something else I said to Jay. I go, what was it like playing for Steinbrenner?
Right.
And he said it was kind of rough because you knew he was up there the whole... You know, some GMs are not even at the game every night. You know, George was up there watching every play and looking over your shoulder. So if you got a fat contract and... You know, you got a GM that's you know, watching you every move you make. Yeah, I could see where it'd get in your head a little bit. Yeah. But you're right. The guys like Shanny didn't bother him at all.
I know. I apologize. I did name like the third leading scorer of all time. I named three Hall of Famers.
You did. You did. Another thing. I'm going to bring up Jay for the third time. I don't know if that's good or bad luck. But another thing he said to me, we were reading off the...
Well, it's cool to have a different perspective.
Well, I just love the way that he caught... onto hockey at the end of the season. He was really a non-fan who became very enthusiastic, and it shows you how exciting those playoffs were, because he was just enthralled, and he's a total baseball dude. Yeah. But he did say another thing. We were reading off the NHL awards, and he doesn't really know all the players. And he said, well, Sidney Crosby, he goes, and I said, well, he kind of had an off year. And then he corrected me. He goes, well, he won the
three
player.
Awards here.
Yeah. And I go, well, good point. I go, he's still the best player.
Yeah.
But he did had an off year, wouldn't you say? For his
leadership wise, intangible wise.
I mean, not maybe not points wise.
I don't think he didn't
playoffs. He kind of went disappeared.
He didn't have an off year until the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's what I meant.
And then either he wore out. Or he wanted plasma gone. I don't know.
Right.
It's the first kink in Superman's armor.
Yeah.
The first time ever in people in Pittsburgh are like, oh, what's up with Sid?
Yeah.
And not everything will work out. Sid will score. Everything's going to.
It wasn't really emotional over losses either. He just, you know, like.
He kind of wanted to go the other way around like it did with Dusty Brown, where, okay, Dusty didn't have his usual good year, but then when they needed him in the finals, he was there. And that's what you want.
I felt like Sid just kind of folded and was okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But what was funny was because I actually felt in the middle of the year, or the middle to late end of the year, I thought after we got this huge lead and we were going to make the playoffs, but a couple people kept getting hurt. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of never made that trade where it's like, okay, we're going to get like Shanahan per se.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, well, now we got someone to play. Was you know like
Bill Guerin?
Like after Duper got hurt, there was a hole in that team. Yeah. And it never got filled, and it was just kind of like okay. And then it finally got to the point where you know what, we're just not gonna win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And it kind of seemed like everyone on that team knew that,
right?
Like you know what, we're not gonna beat Boston. We're not gonna beat Chicago. Like,
yeah.
And then, but then, and I said this on air or on the. For that three games in the Rangers series, I was shocked because the first time in 5 years, everyone looked like they wanted the cup as much as me. They just got rid of enough of the guys that weren't around. Like there was just enough young guys that looked like that they were going to do it.
Yeah,
they looked. They were up 3-1 against the Rangers, and there's three games. They looked like Malkin was on. Yeah. Geno basically looked almost like Conn Smythe Geno this year.
Well, you almost need those young guys to spur on the vets.
Flower had two shutouts.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing that hurts people in Pittsburgh the most. I'll say the Steeler fans the most.
Okay.
The ones that know less about hockey is they couldn't blame Geno the Russian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The easiest thing to do in hockey is blame the goaltender.
Yeah.
They couldn't blame the goaltender. Yeah. They had to blame the golden child. Like, you know, there was no other, you know. That was kind of like they had, you know, they had to look in the mirror at their hero.
Now, how do you think Pens do this next season?
I think they'll be in the middle of the pack, and it doesn't matter because winning the division by 40 points doesn't matter.
No,
you'll lose game one in your home series, and you've already lost home.
Here's the funny thing. I mean, the Capitals got a little better, right? Okay. Yeah. I think Columbus got a lot better because I think Hartnell's a man. And right. Hartnell's going to be great for that team.
Yeah.
I think they got a – and the Reverend Orton. he'll be playing. He'll be playing all year. Yeah. So I think they'll be better. The Islanders, they didn't do anything. I mean, but they're going to have Tavares back all year.
Yeah, that helps.
Devil's got Camilleri, but I don't know. I don't know if Jagr's going to be able to hold up.
And Brodeur is going to come back.
If we get knocked out by Jagr, more power to him.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, like I'll gladly lose to Jagr. Right. But other than that, you know, like the Philly didn't get any better. Who knows? Giroux might be in prison.
Still be in jail.
Yeah. Touching more bucks.
Yeah, man. Let's take up a fund.
And he'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you probably will. Oh, listen to you.
5 minute major.
I knew that was coming. Right. I knew that was
5 minute major for holding. Claude Giroux.
So
holding the stick.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but you know, so I mean, I think we're going to be right there.
I think the Pens will finish third in the East.
To the Rangers and
Probably Boston.
Oh, I was just saying,
but that's not acceptable.
I was just saying in our division.
That's not acceptable to the homies, though. They have such strong fans in that town.
They do, but you know what? They're at the point where nothing matters until the play. It used to be Flurry, nothing mattered until the playoffs.
Yeah.
Last year, it became the whole team, nothing matters. So if anything, at least it's going to be more an interesting regular season.
Right.
Like, you know, so no one better panic when they're in fourth place. Mm-hmm. It's all you have to do is make the playoffs, as obviously you can see. I like Hornquist. If we can get Kumalin, right. I definitely.
You also got to pay Sutter. He's a restricted.
Or not. We got Gotch. We got Gotch. Yeah. Sutter. Talking about someone who played only the. I mean, he only played the playoffs.
Now, when you
to me, he's the anti-Sutter. He's a Sutter that wasn't born on a farm. He went to He went to private prep school. He wasn't up there with a pitchfork at 4 a.m. Yeah. He was like, you know, with some fucking prep school chick. Sutter only played about 20 games for the Penguins, where it looked like there was Sutter on his back.
Right.
Now, you know, you have the cap to always think about, but if you're a bubble team or a team that's, you know, you has a shot, but they need to improve, are you mad if your team doesn't go out and pay some big dollars to get a guy?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get that guy, right? Guy. That piece in the puzzle. Yeah, like the Ducks did with Kessler.
Right. I mean,
they went out and got a guy.
They stole Kessler. But for Bonino. They didn't give up. I mean, no. I mean, seriously. Come on. But Bonino and Sabisa. I mean, they didn't
give
up. But
to me, him and Iggy are the two.
They're also the you know, like, heart and soul players, too. Like,
yeah.
Good leadership. Strong characters.
Yeah, I think Iggy and the Avalanche, that's going to be huge.
But that's going out and getting a guy. That's saying that's the piece we need to put us over the top.
Well,
and some teams just don't have that mentality, I don't think.
Well, I think most teams need more than one piece.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
That's like you can say when Shanny, like, oh, wow, like they did, that's the one thing they, well, look at the Blues. They thought we just need a goaltender.
Yeah.
Well, they do. They needed Jonathan Quick or Tuukka Rask.
Right. Yeah.
They got Miller. They got the wrong. Sometimes you just go out, you get the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And when you spend
money, thought Miller was going to be the answer.
When you spend money on the wrong. Oh, look at the Rangers, all the money they spend on Nash. And if you hear me say, I say Nash plays like Lindros after the concussions.
Yeah. No, that's great.
The guy skates away from contact. Yeah. He's always got a wicked shot from somewhere, but he's never doing anything productive.
No.
Like Lindros, I loved young Flyer Lindros. That was the only Flyer era I liked was Legion of Doom. I respect
him. Yeah.
Just great hockey. But after he got hit a couple times with his head down, he got that loosey-goosey kind of...
Pre-concussion Lindros was pretty scary.
Oh my goodness.
Does he make it to the Hall of Fame, Lindros?
We talked about that. Yeah. We weren't sure. I don't know.
Stats-wise, I don't know. But skill-wise... For a couple of years, he was
the guy. There ain't many better skill-wise when he was on his game.
I would personally put him... I think it's 50-50, and I don't know if he'll make it, because now Bobby Clark is on the list of people picking him and Bobby Clark. I mean, that's the feud.
After the fire still burns.
But I wish the Hall of Fame was more like guys like Lindros were in, and guys that hung around forever weren't in.
Right.
You know what I mean? But because I think... I mean, it's Lind in the A train. Right. Lindros was such a B. Yeah. I mean, he was a beast.
Well, he was the ultimate power forward before concussions.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really was scary those first couple of years.
And if you look, like, you know, like Casper hit him twice hard. You know, Casper crushed him a couple times.
Scott Stevens.
Yeah, I would say Alf Samuelson hit him a couple times. But Scott Stevens is in the Hall of Fame because of what he did to Lindros. Yeah.
Well, Scott Stevens was awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he's literally like, when Scott Stevens is wearing his tux, the first five hits they're going to show.
Yeah. You know? But that guy was one of the best. He was the best checker I think I've ever seen.
Oh, he's a man. Like that's whenever you think like what does your team need? We need a defenseman that can step. Like
everybody needs a Scott Stevens.
Yeah. He's that's kind of like it's like Duncan Keith with a mean streak.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And timing. He could time a hit better than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Keith is one of the last guys. I mean, Orpik is not like,
not as
good. Savvy he's with he's gifted or any, but they just don't make guys like, because the game is so, and I'm not gonna, it's not NFL level, but they're trying to take that out of the game where guys don't come up like Chelios
and
Stevens.
Come on.
Where they're trained to
knock someone. I was going to say, Chelios the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Trained to knock someone's head off.
But what I liked about
people to hit like that anymore.
What I liked about Stevens was he was clean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with most of those hits, those are clean, solid hits.
That's what I like about Dustin Brown's hits. His hits are clean.
Dusty has that ability to line someone up.
Mm-hmm. He's the perfect size. He's like Kunitz, though. Just that perfect size to hit someone 6'1".
But it takes
there.
And it takes balance.
Yeah.
It takes real good balance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Dusty.
He's got that timing and balance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was glad to see him come through in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's a heart and soul guy, like you say, and man, he really helped them when they needed him.
I'm so glad he won the Messier Award too. Like no one deserves more than Dustin Brown. I love guys that were on teams that sucked and rise above and then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's always it takes so much to play that kind of heart and soul game when your team's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really come out every night and go, wow, I got to do this.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like, and then they get good, and then you're on the block because all of a sudden you're not needed anymore. But he never said a word. He never bitched. That guy was on the block for like 3 years. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
You're going to get Dustin Brown.
It got him going. Maybe it was one of those.
I know. I mean, it's just one of those things maybe in sports, but the guys you like, you hate to see like treated like that. And then it's just like,
yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, like good thing we did.
This guy's on the block, and then
Well, he came through in the clutch.
Matt Fratton was skating on the third line, and Dustin Brown's on the block.
I know, that's crazy. Well,
Fratton played like Lindros's grandfather before the concussion.
Well, he's back in Toronto now, so.
I'm sure. Fratton. The best thing for Fratton would be if like Prince Charming and Dizzy on Ice sprains his ankle. He can go fill in. for him.
See if the crown fits.
But, you love Fratton because we traded him for Gabrick.
Good point. You go. Now, what do you think? Can your guys do it again?
I think we can. I mean,
I think
depends
so.
Depends on what the West got better, but. Yeah, I think the Kings can do it again. Everyone's coming back. It just depends on their off-season regime.
I like the Kings. Maybe not to reap. I'll probably pick them in preseason or preseason pick. But I'll tell you what, I like the Kings for two more in like the next five.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they've done it smarter now. Because I'll tell you what, if Kane and Taves pull that stunt, they're going down. They're gonna lose some of those guys.
Mm-hmm. And
Hoso.
And we always say, they're gonna. Like yeah, you're right. They are gonna lose. They are gonna lose. And
Keith or
Somerson, one of those.
Right. And you know what, Crawford. I think Crawford's a heck of a goalie most of the time.
Yeah.
But I think he is a question mark sometimes.
Mentally a little fragile. Yeah, I think he is. Seen,
I think he is.
Playoffs.
And I don't think he's got Quick's mental toughness.
Right. Yeah.
No, but I don't think you go out and. I don't think he's like you mess with him.
No, you don't replace him. But I'm just saying, when it comes to playoff time, Kings still have the real dynamic.
Right. Well, he's Quick's better.
There was a billboard in Chicago during that series, and it was Quick on one side, Crawford on the other side. It was in Chicago, and it said Quick, and then under Crawford it said Quicker.
I doubt it.
And I saw that. I was like, oh, no. I want Quick to see this. Yeah. I hope John sees this billboard.
And Crawford ain't bad either, but, you know.
He's not quicker.
No.
Quick just has a different level. Quick can just go to another level where, like, that's it.
He's uncanny.
And so, like, that playoff series was ridiculous. I mean, the overtime.
Well, all I know is Jay came in here, and Jay knows sports. Yeah. He really does, but he knew nothing about hockey. And all he kept talking about was Quick.
Yeah.
He goes, that goalie they got, what's with that guy? He's amazing.
Now, into the naked eye, that's how good Quick is, right. Even.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. All right, that guy's
good.
To
watch a hockey game and see the goalie being that good is pretty great. You know, I mean,
I'm hoping Chicago LA is the new Colorado Detroit rival. Yeah,
well, it could be.
It's not as nasty as that rivalry was. So I don't think it'll get to that, you know, craziness.
Right.
Like, you know, Lemieux killing people. Claude Lemieux, McCarty running around killing people.
Yeah. I remember I told you I saw Lemieux at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. His kid got drafted this year.
Brendan.
Did he? Yeah. And I said to him, thanks a lot. He goes, what do you mean? And I walked away.
He just left it.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go too much further with him.
Right.
He looks like he could kill you just standing at the valet.
You're talking about a playoff clutch. A guy.
This guy gives you a look and you want to fall down.
You're talking about
his face. Yeah. How is genetically.
But you're talking about, like, you know, in January against, you know, the Canucks, you know, just wearing off a hangover. Oh, but then come May.
Right.
Just. Killer.
Oh, he's a killer. We're still pissed at him.
He won the Conn Smythe, right? I think he won the Conn Smythe that year, the Avalanche.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think
he
was the best player.
Well, I remember he was just on Jersey. He won in 86 as a rookie.
Right.
Him and Stephane Richer. Talk about the tale of two tapes. One guy, that's like the Dr. Jekyll Mr. Hyde. Stephane Richer, great guy. Love the ladies, loved, you know, just Stephane Richer. He's not going to, don't hit him. He's going to go party.
Yeah, he's a party.
And then on the other wing, they're both rookies. Is Claude Lemieux will just carve your heart out. He
would kill you.
Yeah, just carve your heart out.
You know what? One of my highlights of my entire life was Semenko bought me a beer.
Mm.
Yeah. That guy was scary. You're at the bar with that guy, and you're like, hey, I can pull anything. You know?
Right.
He looked like three people.
Right.
He's like watching Gretzky's back was tough. Watching your back at a bar.
Yeah, that's tough.
This guy's a wild card.
But where are the Claude Lemieux today?
Well, I know. Who is the Claude Lemieux of today?
Lucic.
Yeah, Lucic. That's pretty good.
He is. He was awesome. He's got the fire.
That's who.
He can play.
Yeah.
I'm a Red Wing fan. I did not like what he did to us, but I was impressed. And you told me it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You said, watch out for him. He was great in that series.
Is he the one that speared one of your dudes in the nuts?
I love him. He's my male crush. Some of his antics.
The post-game.
His antics
handshake.
I didn't enjoy, but I'll tell you something.
He's tough. He's a player. He can play. Reminds me of Pro Bear a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things, like, you know, maybe in 2 years, Kunitz and people get off the books, then make the
get that guy? Yeah, that's who he wants.
Right. Have him with Sid.
Have
him with, that's
who he
that's
wants.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what you need. I mean,
we need something. Right. I mean, we need.
You do need something.
We do. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, the first Kings line is, you know, Brown, the tough guy on the right. Kopitar, playmaker, Gabrick, sniper, just kind of the...
That's a great little line,
it's
man.
It's the perfect
line. They got everybody.
I've said that here.
You did say it.
It's the perfect, what you want on the line.
So in the future, you get
Lucic. It's hockey. You dump it in.
Yeah.
Brownie goes, takes the guy, gets the puck, throws it to Kopitar. Kopitar can either shoot or pass sets it up to a great score.
Yeah.
That's hockey.
Perfect line.
That's a perfect line.
Yeah.
And it was done at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, good show, man.
Oh, awesome show.
Well, it was really fun.
Jose's the best.
Jose, you're awesome, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
It's fun to talk
coming by. We appreciate
it. Anytime.
And congrats to your guys.
Thanks. Yeah
man.
And any plugs for the band?
We have a show percolating, but I'm not allowed to say anything about it yet. But our album came out on iTunes in June, and it's called Boomtown.
Cool.
And my lead singer is related to Yuri Slager.
Whoa, look at that.
Ryan Slager, lead singer of my band. He's really a distant cousin of Yuri Slager.
Wow. Yuri Slager, yeah, good dude. He many service, won many service awards for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the Yager era. Good dude. Good defenseman.
71, yeah. Right? Was it Malkin's number?
I think he did wear 71.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he played like in the post Lemieux Francis Yogg's glory days. He was always sitting, playing the back end.
That was a cool guy. Was awesome.
Yeah, you're well. Buy your CD
and check it out on iTunes.
And
congratulations to you on your big tour.
Thank you. We're hitting Boston in a couple weeks, or the middle of July, and then Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Man, that's great. And the show's going good. And I'm on the KLOS show every. I'm just having so much fun on that show.
The mothership.
Yeah.
Not something like Tiny Watt.
That is the.
They can hear you from Mexico City.
Yeah.
To San Francisco, Fresh.
Yeah, you can actually get that in Fresno.
Yeah.
And it is it's an unbelievable station. Yeah. KLOS, one of the most powerful stations in the world. I'm just so lucky to be there, and I'm thankful, and I'm excited. It's 4 to 8 o'clock Sunday. Check it out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I, once again, all the Puckoff fans.
Love those Puckoff fans.
Everywhere, but especially all the ones that came out in Vegas. We had a great time with you.
Man,
and it really
so
inspired me. Like, I got to get back and do this show.
Yeah, man.
This is great. We love it. We'll be back next week with some more Fallout. Then we'll do some fun things after that.
We're going to have some cool stuff in the offseason.
Some cool stuff, but it's still exciting here. And
thanks for joining us too, man. You really made the show. Yeah, you know your hobby.
I would say it's great. Yeah. And thank you, Captain.
You got it, guys. Thanks for joining us on Puck Off. We'll see you next week. We're out.